You're exactly where you're meant to be. And I know not necessarily right now where you plan to be or not where you thought you would be by now, not where the comparison bullshit trap tells you that you should be. Like you're exactly where you're meant to be. Everything that you have been through, all the wrong turns, the fucked seasons, the things that felt like failure, the detours that cost you time that you can't get back, none of that is a waste. Every single piece of it was either a blessing or a lesson. And the lessons are the most expensive education you'll ever receive. And that means they're also the most valuable. You just haven't received the invoice in a way that really is going to make sense to you yet. This is not toxic positivity bullshit. This is not telling you that the hard shit was fine. Some of it wasn't, okay? Some of it was devastating. I'm not minimizing what the price is that you've actually paid or what the cost is for you. I'm telling you, the cost produced something though. And the something is what you're building from now, whether you can see it or not. This is the bullshit that launches you into your next level, into your potential. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, your voice authority podcast coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. It's time to get the fuck over yourself and go build something. The underlying message in every episode of this show, in every coaching conversation I've ever had, in every hard season that I've ever walked through personally, is literally faith. And not the bullshit, like churchy kind, the fake, like I've never been through anything because I don't choose hard things kind of faith. Like life is easy because I just stay quiet and do the things. No. Not the kind you recite at church and leave in the parking lot. I'm talking about the kind of faith that lets you take the next step when you can't see the step after that. And I think I'm in one of those seasons right now of just that complete ridiculous blind faith. This is the kind of faith that says, I do not understand why this is happening, but I'm going to keep moving anyway. That's the shit. That kind of faith is the only thing that makes trusting your purpose possible when you can't see the outcome. And you can't always see the outcome. You were never supposed to always see that. That is the human design, human nature. We came here for the experience. What fun would we have if we knew everything that was coming? It wouldn't be fun. Before we dive in today, you guys know today's episode is brought to you by Super Patch, and we're going to talk about liberty, 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 liberty. You guys, that is my insurance. Isn't that funny? Because that show, that jingle is so annoying and we sing it all the time. And we're like, we would never, but guess what? Like, they're super affordable. Anyway, liberty today, because walking in your purpose when you can't see the outcome, it requires a body that is strong enough to keep moving when the only fuel you have is that faith. Liberty is something that supports strength and energy and balance and recovery. You guys know these babies are drug-free, ingredient-free. They are all made in the USA. It's vibrotactile technology working through your nervous system. It is basically braille for your brain. And I'm a brain nerd, so there's a few things that I know and a few things you could trust me on, and this is one of them. This is one of them. And by few, I mean very few. Very few things I know, because I at the end of the day, I just don't know shit. But let's get into it. The blessing or the lesson, every single thing you go through is one of two things. A blessing. It's that gift, or you're learning something. And there's not a third category in my opinion. And the blessing, I mean, obviously, you guys, it's obvious when it arrives. The open door, the relationship that worked, the business that grew, the season that felt exactly like what you were asking for, those are easy to receive. And most people are decent at receiving the blessing. But the lesson is harder because in the middle of it, it doesn't look like what it actually is. It looks like failure. It looks like inconvenience. It looks like devastation. It looks like evidence that some shit is fundamentally wrong with the direction of or your ability or your timing. It looks like a reason to stop. And for most people, in the middle of a lesson that they haven't gotten all the way through, they mistake it for the final verdict on their capacity. And they do quit. And that is not the verdict, you guys. It is literally, it's the curriculum. And the most expensive lessons that I've ever received are the ones that I'm the most grateful for now. And obviously not at the time. Obviously not at the time. I'm not sitting in the middle of all my wrong turns thinking, thank you, God, what a blessing this confusion is. I'm not sitting in the pain of like my childhood or my history or what it was to emancipate in the world at 15 years old. I'm not sitting in that mess thinking, wow, what a gift. I was fighting for my life. I was frustrated. I was disappointed. I'm questioning all the directions. I'm questioning my place in the world. I'm questioning everything. But also in retrospect, being specifically prepared for exactly what came after. I got scrappy. The lesson was not a detour from the path, it was the fucking path. And every blessing has your name on it. Every lesson has your name on it. Nothing that happened to you was misdirected at the wrong person. It landed exactly where it was supposed to land, and it's producing exactly what it's supposed to produce, even when you cannot see that shit. Even when you cannot see it. And I am so exhausted with this victim mentality. I am so tired of the excuses. I am tired of watching incredible people sleep on their potential because they can't embrace the truth of everything is working out for you. This shit is not happening to you. The world's not out to get you. If I'm being honest, the world doesn't even give a fuck about you. So there's no intentional, like, out to get you. Everything in your life is meant to grow and stretch you and help you move beyond your own belief and capacity into something that God called you for. You want to know where you're going before you go there. That's human nature, right? That's how we work. We want to know where we're going before we get there. And our brains, like our brain is a prediction machine. It's constantly trying to forecast the next stage of your environment so it can prepare an appropriate response. So uncertainty, genuine not knowing what comes next, uncertainty, these kind of things, like everything I'm experiencing with my son in boot camp right now, okay, all of this registers in the brain as a threat. And the same amygdala response, the same cortisol, the same nervous system activation is actual danger. Not knowing the outcome of anything, it really does produce a real, measurable, physiological stress response. And this is why a lot of people don't move until they can see clearly where they're going. They're waiting for their nervous system to feel safe enough to act. They're waiting for enough information to reduce the uncertainty below that threat threshold. And they're waiting, in short, for something that's not coming. Because you can't see the outcome before you get there. That's not the game, and that's definitionally what an outcome is. But I'm telling you, what I want you to understand today is that faith is the nervous system override. And it's definitely not a suppression of the fear response, okay? Because I'm telling you from my own experience in the heat of the moment right now, faith does not make the uncertainty stop feeling uncertain. It just gives you a different anchor than the outcome. When you have faith, the anchor is not what you can see, it's who you know. It is the settled knowing that the God who made you, the God who knew you before he formed you in the womb, the God who put the calling in you, who prepared the works in advance, is also the God managing the outcomes. You don't have to see where it goes because you trust who is holding it. And your prefrontal cortex, this is the part of your brain responsible for future planning and decision making. It makes better decisions when the nervous system is regulated. Faith regulates the nervous system toward the safety state, even in the presence of certain uncertainty, which means faith is not a spiritual practice, it's a neurological one. You literally make better decisions, clearer decisions, more aligned decisions from a faith-regulated nervous system than from a fear-activated one. And this can be scientifically tested. At the end of the day, the uncertainty is not going away. It's just that the faith changes what you do inside of it. You're driving at night, the headlights on your car illuminate about 200 feet in front of you. You can't see the whole road. You can't see what's around the next curve. You can't see where you'll be in an hour or 5 hours or at the end of the drive, but you drive anyway. You trust that that little 250 feet of headlight is going to show you, your headlights are going to show you the next 200 feet. And that when you get there, they're going to show you 200 feet more. So you don't sit in the driveway waiting for daylight so you can see the whole route before you leave. You go with what you have and you trust that what you need will be visible when you need it. So that I think is like faith, not seeing the whole road, but trusting the headlights and moving. And the people who are waiting for full visibility before they start are still sitting in the driveway. The road's there, the destination's real, the headlights work. You just have to put the car in drive. I think it doesn't get said enough about uncertainty and why so many people stay paralyzed in it. It's because the systems around us, you guys, I can't let it go. I just want you all to have an awareness of like the money machine. They profit from your uncertainty because what happens is a very uncertain person is a consuming person. That means you're going to research more courses when you're not sure you know enough, and you're going to scroll more when you're not sure your work is good enough, and you buy more things designed to reduce that discomfort, the certain level of discomfort of not knowing the outcome, when you haven't found an internal anchor that makes the uncertainty survivable. And the attention economy, you guys, it thrives in your uncertainty. It absolutely thrives in your uncertainty because uncertain people need more input. They need the validation. They need more content designed to make them feel temporarily less uncertain, which of course only works temporarily, which keeps them coming back. It's the doom scroll. Certain people operating from faith and purpose, need less of what the attention economy is selling because they're navigating by something the algorithm could absolutely never produce. It can't provide that. The credentialing industry needs you to believe that you don't know enough yet to move because not knowing enough is a problem they can sell you a solution to. A person who trusts the calling and moves without waiting for a credential doesn't need the next course. Faith bypasses the credentialing industry entirely, and these guys know it. They've spent money researching this. They absolutely know it. You have to get your anchor from the right source, not the platform, not the course, not the outcome that you can't see yet. You get that from the God who put the calling in you and who has never once made a mistake about what he's prepared you for. There are so many seasons I built the wrong shit. Okay. So many seasons that I was building in directions that didn't belong to me. And of course, I couldn't see it, but I kept moving. I kept working. I kept showing up and I kept doing all the things. Like it looks like I'm building, I'm doing the busy work. And God redirected me. And it wasn't a soft redirection, it was a slam the brakes and it was a fucking crash. Everything's burned down. It is, I'm telling you from personal experience, dismantling what you have built brick by brick is not fun. It's not comfortable. It's embarrassing. It's disorienting. It's expensive in ways that go far beyond money. And I didn't understand while I was in it why he couldn't have crashed my car in the very beginning and I didn't bother building, right? Like, metaphorically, I didn't crash my car. But that was it. It was a big wreck. Why? So I go through these questions I didn't understand. Like, while I'm in it, why was I allowed to go so far down the wrong road before the course correction came? And this is what I know to be true because I think about it when this is probably the biggest event. There's several big events I could think of where I got course corrected at fucking rock bottom. And so it's always like, why do I have to get so far? Why me? Blah, blah, blah. But I understand now. Every part of that season and every season before it, it produced something that I'm using in this season. Because I have a different understanding of what it feels like to build without full alignment. I have compassion for people who are in their own wrong direction seasons right now. Not just that, every experience I've ever had. Even just with my interview show with Listen Bitch Presents, Tell Me Why You're Special, right? Like being able to have hundreds of conversations and to have every single one have something relatable and where I can understand and where I could hold that conversation and make these people feel seen and feel heard and to understand why they're special. That's because of all the shit I've gone through. That's it. I have the authority now of that person who doesn't quit when shit falls apart. None of it is wasted. Not one single experience that I thought would break me. Not one roadblock, not one car crash, not one devastating blow financially. None of that stuff, not one day is wasted. And of course, you guys, at the time, it's the worst detour imaginable. There's a point that I didn't think I would come back from it. I didn't feel it. There were days, weeks. I was just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know what to do. I walked away from everything and I went back to bartending. I had no idea. And I thought, that's just, it's it for me. That's it for me. But I'm going to tell you guys, no matter how bad it felt in that moment, in retrospect, it was the most direct route to where I was supposed to be. You don't get to know what you're in while you're in it. And that's the whole point of faith, is that you move your ass anyway. You move your ass anyway. I had this great interview with this lady. This was a couple months ago. And it's so funny because she actually, I don't know why she did this. She rescheduled with me and I thought I recognized her name yesterday. And I'm in the middle of this interview and she just keeps popping on, like trying to get in. And for one, I thought all my shows, like every time you schedule an interview, I thought you get like a separate link. So I was very confused how she could crash my show, but she kept coming in. It was so cute. Sweetest lady. She had gone through this process. She lost her business, she lost her marriage. Really, she talked about losing her sense of identity inside the same 18-month period. And she just didn't even know who she was on the other side of all of that. Like she's talking about this experience, and she tells me the thing that kept her moving wasn't optimism. She's not an optimistic person. Flat out, she didn't feel hopeful at all. What kept her moving was a single conviction that she couldn't shake, no matter how bad shit got. And this is what she said: God has not made a mistake about me yet. It wasn't that the season's good. It didn't make sense. She couldn't see where it was going. It's just that she knew at the core of who she was that the God who made her had not made a mistake about her yet. And she's going to move from that one thing until she could see clearly. And of course, you guys, she's on the other side of that now. She's kicking ass and taking names, but she said she wouldn't trade what the 18 months brought out in her for anything. Not even for everything she lost, because what it brought out was a version of herself that she couldn't have built any other way. And she's out there killing it now. But I think that's true for all of us, is that God doesn't fuck up. He has not made a mistake about you yet. And that is sufficient. That is enough to move from. If you guys know someone right now in the middle of a season and they can't make sense of it, I want you to send them this episode. No commentary, just send it. And I feel like they need to hear today that the lesson is not the final verdict. Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers and sold into slavery. It's a big story. I think even if you haven't read the Bible, you probably know about it. He did not know that he was being positioned. He knew he was betrayed and sold and abandoned. That is all the information he had at the time. That's it. He ends up in Egypt. He ends up in prison inside Egypt. He ends up forgotten in that prison for 2 additional years after helping someone who could have helped him sooner. So every single chapter of his story, read in isolation, looks like another wrong turn, another reason to give up on the direction. It just looks like he's just this lost kid. And then Pharaoh has a dream, and Joseph was the only person who could interpret it. And in one day, okay, after being sold, forgotten, imprisoned, forgotten again. One day, Joseph went from prison to the palace. And it's not because his story suddenly got easier, okay? It's because every hard chapter had been specifically, precisely, deliberately positioning him for the moment he was made for. You think he could see that from the pit? Absolutely not. You think he could see it from prison? No. He couldn't see it for 13 years. Of what looked like one disaster after another. 13 years. And in one night, he ends up in a palace. What you cannot see from inside your current chapter does not determine what God is building from the outside of it. And Joseph's story didn't make sense until it did. The same is true for your story. Trusting purpose, you guys, it doesn't look like certainty. The people who trust their purpose are not the people who never doubt. They are the people who doubt and then do the shit anyway. It looks like naming the lesson while you're still in it, not waiting until you're on the other side to extract the meaning. It is now, and that's the greatest part if you ask the right question. So if you're feeling like you're in the hardest season of your life, ask right now in the middle of the season, what is this producing in me? Or it's that question of like, God, what do you want from me? What do you need me to learn from this? What do you need me to see right now? Where do you want my focus to be? What capacity is this building? What you are learning that you could not have learned any other way. Ask those questions. Refuse to call the lesson a verdict. The wrong business, the failed launch, the relationship that failed, the season that cost you more than you thought you had to spend. None of it is the final word on your capacity. You guys, again, it's the curriculum. Having faith, this is moving with the headlights you have instead of waiting for daylight. You just take the next right step, not the whole road. You can't do that. I'm just saying, take it 200 feet at a time and trust that the lights are going to show you more when you get there. This really looks like faith is the foundation of every single decision. That's what it should be. Not faith that the outcome will look the way you want it to. Faith that the God who put the calling in you also manages the outcomes, and that his track record of not making mistakes about people is more reliable than your ability to see the whole road from the driveway. So today, I want you guys to name the season you're in, honestly. It's a blessing or a lesson. Maybe it's both. I think this experience with my son, it's a blessing and a lesson. If it's a lesson, ask what it's producing, write it down. Not the pain of it, but like, what is it building? And this week, I want you to take the next step with the headlights you have, not the whole road, the next right thing, the step you can see from here. I want you to take it. And I want you to anchor in the right place, not the outcome you can't see. The God who has never made a mistake about you yet, that anchor holds when the outcome is uncertain. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That's our assignment. Everything. Every single thing is a blessing or a lesson. And the blessings you need to receive with gratitude, the lesson you receive with knowledge that something in you is being built that couldn't have been built any other way, and that the God who's building it doesn't waste any materials. You are exactly where you are meant to be in this moment. Again, maybe not where you planned, not where all the comparison says you should be, but exactly where the story requires you to be right now for what comes next to be possible. That is faith. That is the foundation of everything I teach and everything I talk about on this show. You cannot see the outcome and you move anyway, not because you have certainty, but because you have something better. I would love to work with you. So check the show notes, go to brandonlinette.com. Message me, tell me what season you're in and what you think you might be building, because the mess is the message and the lesson is the curriculum. And the version of you on the other side of this is the exact version the people who need you have been waiting for. Better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. That's our whole assignment. I love you guys.